Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Okay, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Single-family.
Okay, single-family. All right, ma'am, and do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. And can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
1905.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yes.
Would that be like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or?
No structural, no, just roof.
Just roofing upgrade, okay. All right, ma'am, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
40 years.
40, okay.
About 40 years, yeah.
All right. All right, ma'am, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3, 4, or 5?
Yes.
Which one?
All.
Well, that you, you know, that your house experienced.
Yes, my house experienced all of those.
Oh,
we had a hurricane. Okay. We had Hurricane Michael, which is a Category 5. It
okay,
lived through Eloise, Opal.
Okay, 5 is Michael, right? You say, right? Michael?
Michael, yeah.
Okay. That was Category 5.
Mm-hmm.
What about, do you remember what year or the name of Category 4?
That would have been Eloise, I believe. And we also had Opal. I would have to look back through history to know them all. I don't remember all, but it's experienced all of those.
Okay, you say Eloise, right? The other one.
Eloise, E-L-O-I-S-E, Eloise.
S-E, okay. And Category 3, Opal, okay?
Opal, O-P-A-L.
Opal. Yes, okay. Opal. And then Category 2, if you can remember just a year, that's fine.
I can't remember. I believe Eloise was in 75. Opal was in 90.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but what about Hurricane 2? Do you remember anything about that one?
I don't. I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, any year that you can, just a wild guess would be fine just to write down here,
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I couldn't wild guess it.
Okay. Category 2. Don't remember, right? Don't remember.
No, tropical storms, multiple. Category 1 hurricanes, probably many. And Category 2 hurricanes, I'm sure a few. I mean, the house has been there for 120 years.
Okay. Okay, and what about Category 1? Any idea on that one?
No idea.
Okay. Can't remember. Okay. Amber. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the estimated damage, like in dollars, if you remember?
It was totaled. It was $250,000 worth of damage.
Okay. $250,000, right?
Yes. I believe that's about right.
Okay. $250,000. All right, ma'am, can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage of your home? Like, was it debris in the windows, breaking the windows, wind damage in the roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling in your home, or something else?
Trees falling and wind blowing. Trees falling on the house and Wind blowing the windows out.
Okay, wind, okay, well, breaking the windows, right, the wind, and what about damaging the roof, too, wind damaging the roof?
Yes, trees hit the roof, the trees hit the roof.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. If a serious hurricane or threatening your home, how would you prepare? Would you put hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive, you know, to a home or relative or friend in the area, or would not make any preparations? Your home is already prepared.
I board up my windows, and I get supplies.
Buy supplies, okay. All right. Okay, ma'am, and when you... when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
Hurricane warning.
Hurricane, okay, hurricane warning. And considering yourself and others in the household, how certain are you that your household could have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you, like, very certain? Somewhat
extremely certain.
Oh, okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. Would that be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp?
NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, would be the internet. N-O-A-A is who I would refer to.
Okay, but being in the internet, right?
It would be on the internet, yes. That's who, that's who gives the weather conditions to pilots. So that's who I turn to.
Okay, what about radio, TV, newspaper?
No, no newspaper, no radio, no TV, no.
Friends
no,
and
just,
family?
Just internet.
Okay. All right. So, and what was the name of the station you said on the internet?
It's NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, NOAA, NOAA.
Okay, NOAA, right. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am, and on a scale from 1 to 5, and with 1 being, you know, least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of housing, transportation cost, cost of food and other essentials, cost of child care, loss of income or employment, or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
Okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Probably, because it's on the water.
Would that, which one? Both? Flooding evacuation zone?
It's not in a flood zone because I'm at a high level, but it's probably in an evacuation zone, I would guess.
Okay. Okay. And what is the letter designated designation for evacuation zone? Would that be A, all hurricanes, B, category 3, and above hurricanes?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. Yeah. Okay, but
I don't know.
When would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued? Hurricane conditions are possible within 48
hours. Not evacuating.
Never, right? Probably never.
Right.
Okay.
I will not evacuate.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family? Another location within the state, as far as possible, to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I will not leave under any circumstances.
Okay. I remember, how many vehicles are available in your household?
How many vehicles?
Yes.
Just one.
Just one? Okay. Okay, and what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't have homeowner's insurance.
Okay, no, sure not. Okay, I mean, how confident are you that you could come up with, like, with $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Would that be, I am certain that I could come up with $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000, or I am certain I could not come up with $2,000.
It's according to if I can get to a bank. If a hurricane hits and the banks are closed, then I couldn't get to $2,000.
Okay, so you could probably not come up with $2,000. Is that your answer, or certain?
I guess. It's according to, if damage has happened to my house and the bank is open, then I could get to the bank.
Okay.
That's
the question. If you could come up, you know, if you could get it, you know, would you come up with $2,000?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased or increased?
It's priced me out. I haven't had insurance. I don't have insurance. It's too expensive.
Okay, so no insurance at all. Okay.
No.
Okay, ma'am, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgages, you know, to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you say you consider if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would that be federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I have no idea.
Just give me a wild guess who you think it should be responsible, you know, to reimburse.
FEMA, the federal.
Okay.
FEMA.
Federal, right? Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced? 1 is no confidence, 3 is reasonable confidence, and 5 is...
I have full confidence.
Full confidence. Okay, and what about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I feel confident that they do take into consideration hurricane risk.
What number would you say from 0 to 5? From 1 to 5.
Which one is the most confident?
5 is high, very high confidence.
Five. I feel confident they are taking into consideration hurricane.
Okay. What about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
3.
The new developments take into account flood risk.
4.
And that the building codes are as strict as they should be, you know, to mitigate loss.
5.
All right. All right, ma'am. We're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for
Good.
Your time, okay? Only have a few more questions and we should be done, okay? Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
On sea level what? Right?
Sea level right. Yes.
I'm not familiar with sea level right.
So, okay.
I have no knowledge of sea level rights. Right. I'm in the panhandle of Florida. We don't have anything like that up here.
Okay. Well, let me. Okay, ma'am. Most of Florida coastal area have very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level. And they are, you know, especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Slightly concerned. All right,
yeah.
Now, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? You can pick 3, okay? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, or proximity to job?
Price is the only one.
Price, okay. All right.
Just one, yeah.
Okay, ma'am, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than a year, less 1 to less than 3 years, 3 to less than 5, 5 to less than 10 years, 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Finally, just a few questions for general background questions, and we'll be finished. Okay. Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
55 to 64.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. Okay, including yourself, how many people live in the household?
One.
Okay. That's a total, right?
One, me.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your marital status? Would that be single, never been married,
single.
Married, with, live with a partner, widow, divorced, or separate?
Divorced.
Single.
Yep.
Divorced or single?
I am divorced. I'm single and divorced, both.
Okay. All right, and what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of the household?
Associate's degree.
Okay, that would be some college, right?
Yes.
Okay. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm all white.
So no, right? Okay, and okay, so white. What racial group do you identify yourself with? White, right?
All Caucasian, yeah.
Okay, and then what language is most spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Last question. Please tell me which income range is for your house. Okay. Under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
Over 100.
Okay, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your help and time, okay, with this survey.
Thank you.
You have a great evening.
Right. Tell me what college. Tell me what college again.
FIU, Florida International University.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.